again. Louisiana's governor, Kathleen Blanco's, declared a state of emergency. Blanco and New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin strongly urging people along the coastal area to get out. The historic Hotel Pontchartrain in New Orleans Garden District says they made it through Hurricane Katrina with minimal damage. The general manager says air conditioning units blew into rooms, some windows were broken, there was some looting, but he says if he had power, he could reopen to guests in a week or two. Eight Democratic governors want George Bush and Congress to investigate possible gasoline price gouging after Katrina. In a letter, they say they are concerned about excessive profits being made by oil companies taking advantage of the crisis. The letter, signed by the governors of Oregon, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, New Mexico, Iowa, Montana, and Washington. The letter cites a study by a University of Wisconsin economist that found the hurricane not entirely to blame for the high prices at the pump. George Bush has asked Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to handle the price gouging allegations investigation. Last week, the Senate passed legislation requiring the Federal Trade Commission to investigate price gouging accusations. George Bush met today with top senators to talk about a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. He invited the two Senate leaders and the chairman and top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee to breakfast, the meeting a day before the committee votes on the nomination of John Roberts as the next Chief Justice, the administration sounding out other lawmakers about the vacancy as well. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he is a, quote, fanatic about following through and finishing a job. Schwarzenegger says he'll prevail in the November special election he called to deal with several ballot initiatives. The Republican California governor seeking to curb the power of the Democrat-controlled state legislature and the state's public worker unions. The actor-star-turned-politician declared last week that he would run for re-election. One infectious disease expert says a doomsday scenario is awaiting the nation if it experiences an avian flu pandemic. They're saying an avian flu pandemic in the U.S. could claim more lives than Hurricane Katrina did. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you got to admit, Kathy, give me a little more volume in my headphones here, if you would, please. Thank you. A little bit more. Thank you. There we go. Thank you very much. Hey, you got to admit that what you just watched on television with that JetBlue Airbus coming into L.A. was one of the most intense moments of television ever. Didn't you get tears in your eyes and applaud? Come on. When that pilot brought it down, huh? Was that a perfect landing or what? Oh, my God.
You just know everybody over at Fox News was going, ah, darn it.
Yeah, you sure do. You know, I spent a lot of years not flying with a ridiculous phobia of flying and got over it a couple of years ago and now just thoroughly love it. And watching that pilot bring that airplane in the way he brought it in just reaffirms my belief in these American airline companies, pilots. Speaking of all that, you know, with Northwestern going belly up and Delta going belly up, remember back during the bad old days of regulation when airlines didn't go belly up and former employees didn't lose their pensions and people made a good living? Remember the bad old days back before deregulation of the utility companies when you weren't told that your home heating oil this winter is going to go up by 70%. Remember back in the bad old days when electricity was regulated and you weren't told that your air conditioning bill was going to go up or your light bill was going to go up? Huh? And remember during the heyday of deregulation, oh, this is capitalism at its best. This is a free market. This is competition. Prices are going to go down. Oh, absolutely. Okay, that's true. For the airlines, prices went down. They went down so low that airlines went bankrupt. And people who spent 30 years, 40 years working for those airlines now have nothing. And investors, forget about it. Deregulation. Oh, well. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover tonight. We have some sound of Bush today. We've seen the reports in National Enquirer that this guy's drinking again. We'll tell you what the National Enquirer had to say. You take it with as many carloads of salt as you want to. I frankly think it's true. A lot of people listen to this program think it's true. Once a drunk, always a drunk, even if you're in AA. Anybody who's on the wagon will tell you that. I have good friends who are in Alcoholics Anonymous. They say, Mike, I'm just one drink away from being fall on my face in the gutter drunk again, but I'm not going to drink today. Bush, hey, I found Jesus. Jesus told me to invade Iraq and how to stop drinking. Yeah, okay. Final debate on John Roberts coming up tomorrow. Harry Reid and Joe Biden will vote no. Democrats are going to vote yes. And the real tragedy screaming across the... Or a tragedy, not the real tragedy, a tragedy, potential tragedy, screaming across the Gulf of Mexico right now is, what are they calling it now, the third most powerful storm ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere, or in the Atlantic Basin, I guess they call it. Third most powerful, Category A, sustained winds at the center, now approaching 175 miles an hour. And you got to wonder how long after Hurricane Rita till we have $8 per gallon gas and your home heating bill doesn't go up by 70%, it's tripled. Now, where I'm sure they're out there, all the preachers saying this disaster is punishment from Jesus or from God. Now, New Orleans, it was punishment because of the gay population there. Galveston, Houston, possibly, Corpus Christi, you know, Body of Christ. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? NASA, all of those areas now are they loaded with queers like New Orleans was? According to these psychopath preachers, these anti-Christian Christians who would stick a knife in Jesus' heart as fast as they could get it out of their belt? Huh? You suppose? We have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Baylor University is in Waco, Texas. And a contractor there who provides a coffee to a Starbucks I guess it's a distributor who oversees a Starbucks on the Baylor University campus. They have removed coffee cups from the Starbucks on the Baylor University campus because there was a quote on the cups from Armistead Maupin. Now, for those of you who don't know, back in the 80s, Armistead Maupin wrote a whole series of books called... not Sex and the City. What the
Tales
of the City. I drew a complete blank. There were, I think, six books. I read every one of them. I loved them. He was a columnist. He was writing kind of a slice of life thing for the San Francisco Cisco Chronicle. And someone said, you know, you ought to turn this into a book. Kind of like the woman who wrote Sex and the City in New York started out as a column.
Candace Bushnell.
Candace Bushnell. Thank you, Kathy. I couldn't care less, frankly. That's one of Kathy's favorite TV programs. She almost had a nervous breakdown when they said that's the end of the series. Sort of the way I felt when the Sopranos ended. But anyway, Armistead Maupin, who came to Atlanta one time back in the 80s. I had him on the program. Nice guy. Loved his writing. He was just one of the nicest people. And he has a quotation on a coffee cup there, and the quotation is, it's about him, it has nothing to do with, it's not great literature. He said, "My only regret about being gay is that I repressed it for so long. I surrendered my youth to the people I feared when I could have been out there loving someone. Don't make that mistake yourself. Life's too damn short." That's the quote. Now, the folks at Baylor University decided, well, you know, since it's a Baptist-affiliated institution, which means they hate God's part of God's creation. They just despise what God did. You know, God, you bastard, what did you do? Why'd you make queers? You know, that sort of thing. They're really sick people. So they decided, we better get this off. You know, this is one place where God really screwed up. And, you know, when I die and Jesus takes me to heaven, I'm going to go up to God and really cuss him out for doing this, you know, making queers. Sick, sick people. Anyway, the president of the board of directors for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance of Central Texas said that he thinks the cup's removal is unnecessarily restrictive. Yeah, well, I would hope to shout. But, you know, if you drink out of an Armistead Maupin, quote, coffee cup, next thing you know, you're going to be playing with yourself. And then the next thing you know, you're going to be looking for a boyfriend if you're male or a girlfriend if you're a girl. Then what? What's after that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Bestiality. What's after that? Herbiality. You know, doing it with a tree. You know, it just goes straight to hell. You drink coffee out of a coffee cup with Armistead Maupin quote on it. I don't know. I have to arrange my hate these days. You know what I'm saying? I have to put it in descending order, the hate. Sometimes it's a real struggle. I don't know if I hate the Bush crime family more or if I hate the homophobes more. It's a real conflict in me. You know, I don't know what to do. Who do I hate the most today? Who do I hate? Jesus. Oh, well. What else we got?
Oh, my God. Get an Armistead mopping. Armistead mopping. Oh, never mind. Cindy Sheehan was stopped and in Washington, D.C. today. A pair of squad cars stopped her caravan. We were on that one bus that she uses when she was here in Atlanta. And the Capitol Police said, well, you know, we want to bring bomb-sniffing dogs on to inspect your RVs and your cars. We're going to bring... So they did. And the excuse was, you know, RVs aren't allowed on Capitol Hill. Campers aren't allowed at all unless they've been previously authorized. Of course, they put the bomb-sniffing dogs in the cars, too. So, you know, bogus explanation there. Cindy Sheehan is still looking for the answer. What noble cause are our loved ones dying for?
Some money to burn. So take it home right away. You got 3 years to pay. Satan is waiting.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Last year, they called Lost TV's most gripping new series.
Blew the door to get everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe.
This year, prepare to get hooked even deeper.
What makes you think I even want to go in?
God, going in might be the only way out.
Tonight, the stranded survivors uncover one of the island's biggest secrets.
I think something's down here!
Lost.
We're gonna see this.
The new season begins tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Teva.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Ma'am.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Support our troops.
We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Here comes the helicopter. Second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say.
22 past the hour. Ward writes, if Hurricane Rita hits anywhere north of Corpus Christi, the USA is in for big trouble. 30% of the U.S. refinery capacity is in the target zone. In addition, virtually all the refineries that produce diesel fuel, critical for the agriculture industry and, of course, trucking, are there. And don't expect FEMA to perform any better this time than it did with Katrina. Rita's impact on the U.S. economy coming right on the heels of Katrina could be devastating. Small consolation that it would also deliver a blow to the Cheney Bush junta. This past summer, I think it was in June or July, just recently, we mentioned last night, members of Congress got their bloomers in a wad when they learned that Halliburton's dining halls in Iraq had repeatedly served rotten food to unsuspecting troops. A former food manager with Halliburton's KBR, Kellogg Brown Root subsidiary, testified before Congress, quote, this happened quite a bit, end quote. Now, former KBR employees and water quality specialists, two guys, Ben Carter and Ken May, told Halliburton Watch, if you haven't been there, it's halliburtonwatch.org, that KBR knowingly exposes troops, even today, and civilians to contaminated water from Iraq's Euphrates River. One internal KBR email provided to Halliburton Watch says that for, quote, possibly a year, close quote, the level of contamination at one camp was two times the normal level for untreated water. Ben Carter told Halliburton Watch, quote, I discovered the water being delivered from the Euphrates for the military was not being treated, and thousands were being exposed daily to numerous pathogenic organisms. Carter resigned. Ben Carter, Keller Brown Root, after he discovered what he said was unsafe water, and the pressure to cover it up. He said, I tried to correct the problem, only to be blackballed by management, and I eventually left the company. Okay, now, keeping that in mind, how about this? Since the beginning of the Iraq War, Halliburton, the Texas energy giant once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, has seen its stock price more than triple in value. When the U.S. invaded Iraq in March of 2003, Halliburton's stock was selling for $20 a share. The stock price at the close of market activity on this past Monday was $66 per share. In the last 12 months, the total number of U.S. service members killed in Iraq almost doubled, as Halliburton's stock doubled. Halliburton's stock rose from $33 a share in September 2004 to $66 yesterday, while U.S. deaths in Iraq decreased from 1,061 to 1,900. Halliburton's CEO also enjoyed an incredible personal gain from the Iraq War and the commensurate rise in gasoline prices. A Halliburton Watch analysis reveals that Halliburton CEO David Lazar's stock holdings in Halliburton increased by a stunning $78 million since the Iraq invasion. See, if I were a combat vet and came home and found out that that was true. Plus, not just that, but did you hear how they're going to, they being this corrupt, filthy administration, how they're going to try to pay for some of Katrina? A group of House Republicans has proposed a plan to offset the costs of the Katrina relief and rebuilding that includes trimming or ending military quality of life programs, including health care. Huh? How about this? How about this? Possible, this is according to Air Force Times, possible sources of funding cuts to free up money for Katrina relief include reduced health benefits, consolidation of the three military exchange systems, and the closure of the military's school system. If I were a combat vet and I came back and found this out, I would be probably, I'd probably spend the rest of my life in the brig someplace, because I would come back furious and I would pick up my weapon and I would probably go looking for people who might be responsible for this. They're going to cut health benefits even further for veterans. And the stateside system of elementary and secondary schools for military families, it's proposed by these Republican sons of bitches that it be closed. Now, tell me again, if you're military, why do you support Republicans? Are you out of your freaking mind? So this is what they're going to do once again. Dump on the military. Dump on the military. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, you're nuts. You're crazy. You're out of your minds to support this kind of a regime. Don't you get it yet?
Guns are great. They make us all safe. Except, of course, for the high death rate. Abortion's wrong. Capital punishment's right. And killing poor bad people is something I like. For our whole compassion and conservatives, don't you know?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Last year, they called Lost TV's most gripping new series.
Blew the door to everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe.
This year, prepare to get hooked even deeper.
What makes you think I even want to go in?
God, going in might be the only way out.
Tonight, the stranded survivors uncover one of the island's biggest secrets.
I think something's down here!
Lost.
You better see this.
The new season begins tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hearing your vision so we can more better do our job.
Why is everybody so afraid of drugs?
26 before the hour. I just go totally mad. I'm just out of control when every time I read what the Republicans do, and this is, you know, this is right out in the public. They're going to stick it right up the rear end of the military once again, taking away their school system, cutting back or eliminating their health care, closing down their PXs. You know, one of the few things that, I know a lot of people think that military exchanges shouldn't exist, but that's one of the benefits they get for going off to do the bloody work of corrupt governments like the one that we have in power now. And you know, every time I see this, Veterans Administration being cut, money being sliced here, take 6 months to get an appointment to see a doctor in the VA if you have an emergency, just on and on and on. And yet the soldiers continue to support these sons of bitches. I do not understand this. I wish somebody would explain it to me. And I don't buy the idea that they have been so totally brainwashed in basic training that they can no longer make an informed decision about who is acting in their interest and who is acting against their interest. Well, maybe that is it. I don't know. It's always been Democrats who have busted their asses to make sure that the military gets exactly what it needs. I'm not talking about the defense contractors. I'm talking about soldiers. I'm talking about Veterans Affairs. I'm talking about making sure, and especially this war, where soldiers were sent into combat without the ability to defend themselves. Soldiers were sent into combat, and the Bush crime family cronies were feeding them poison water and rotten food. And you people still support Republicans? Are you freaking insane? What's the matter with you, soldier? Republicans, and the American public.
Well, I support Republicans because they stand behind our military.
You dumb bastard. They don't stand behind the military. They do. They stand behind the military so they can kick the military's ass, so they can put a knife between their fourth and fifth rib, so they can put a chokehold on them and murder them and their wives and their children. What is wrong with the military in this country? The soldier. That he doesn't understand what the hell is going on. The Republicans are beating him to death. They send him into a war to die, and then they take away his benefits. They take away the education for his children. Jesus! All right. Deep breath. Deep breath. Now, these bizarre events that occurred in Basra, Iraq, the other day, I've got to go through this. You know, I got this from several sources, and I ignored it because of the Katrina stuff and other stuff. Let me just give it to you as news organizations report it. This is CNN. Two unknown gunmen in full Arabic dress began firing on civilians in central Basra, wounding several, including a traffic police officer. That's what CNN says. Washington Post says the two gunmen fled the scene but were captured and taken in for questioning, admitting they were British Marines carrying out, quote, a special security task, end quote. Iraqi security officials accused the two Britons they detained of trying to plant explosives, end quote. That's the Washington Post. Now, members of the Mahdi army, a militia loyal to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, then converged on the police station holding the British men, apparently hoping to seize them in order to free three colleagues in British custody. This is according to the New York Times. Members of the militia began attacking the police station with assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades, and British troops soon responded to defend the jail. British armored vehicles, according to the Times, fired on the station, headquarters of the Major Crimes Unit in central Basra, and broke through its outer wall. Troops then stormed in and freed the two British Marines. The pair were, quote, sprung, the Times of London reports, only hours after British forces had encircled the building but were forced to flee by a violent mob hurling stones and Molotov cocktails. The Times of London goes on, two Iraqi civilians were killed in the riots during which two UK warrior armored vehicles were set afire. According to the Associated Press, 150 Iraqi prisoners also fled as British commandos stormed inside and rescued their comrades. Now, what the hell happened? Huh? What happened, Truth Seeker? You know what happened, don't you? When Negroponte went over there, who's now the head of, the head of, Kathy? U.S. Security or some crap? When Negroponte went over there and taught these people how to organize death squads, Negroponte explained how to do it to both Americans and the British soldiers, because they're the only two contingents left who are doing the fighting are Brits and Americans. So the Brits dress up, and I would assume we've had American forces doing the same thing, planting these roadside bombs. Don't you walk around sometimes scratching your head thinking, Jesus Christ, how did these people do it? They're blowing up just mass of Iraqi civilian after mass of Iraqi civilian. How is this happening? They're blowing up their own comrades, not people signing up to become tools, military tools of the U.S. Puppet government, but people going about their business in markets. Why are they doing this? Terror? Okay, that's one answer. Here's another answer. They are not doing it. We are doing it. Because we want civil war. We want destruction. We being the Americans and the Brits. This is unconscionable. Now, I got an email from Bruce in Newburgh, Oregon. He wrote this to me this evening. Mike, the full story of Iraqi police in Basra arresting two British covert agents who tried to avoid capture by blazing away represents an irreversible tipping point in the Iraq War. It is, of course, being spun, parsed, and avoided due to its important nature as a disgusting embarrassment for Tony Blair. Air America's one pass at the story was completely impotent. Leaving out key aspects of the shameful debacle means dancing to the boss's tune. Well, I don't dance to any boss's tune on this program. As a matter of fact, they're constantly telling me to unleash even more firepower. But let me go on. The hatred the Iraqis have for coalition forces becomes solidly justified via this event. Upon making the arrest, our Iraqi allies discovered they had two British agents disguised as Arabs in a car full of explosives. The agents were caught attempting a false flag operation, a car bombing that would kill and maim Basran Shiite Muslims and be blamed on the Sunni Muslims seen fleeing the scene, perpetuating Iraqi civil war by staging pre-scapegoated mass murder was the obvious goal. No wonder they tried to avoid capture. What followed this revelatory betrayal were scenes of open warfare between citizens of Basra and their British, quote, liberators, end quote. It got ugly as hell, as Reuters' initially uncensored pictures convey quite well. Ultimately, the British forces used six tanks to break down the jailhouse walls to get their operatives. There are times, Bruce writes, in the course of human events when you just have to stop being afraid of being labeled a conspiracy freak. The fact is, coalition forces are building the insurgency to prolong and shape the profiteering from this tar baby war. This is only the most recent incident of planted evidence being consistently trotted out to justify our invasion. It is certainly right up there with the most hideous. It is definitely, Bruce writes, high time to realize that the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people are forever lost. Any sense of trust is destroyed, and only more strung out chaos can ensue. Well, Bruce, I completely agree. I haven't listened to Air America in the past couple of days because we've been busy. We've just been busy. If Air America only made one pass at this story, then Air America should be damned ashamed. I have no reason to criticize this network. You know, they have never said anything to me except kick ass, take names. And I'm not going to criticize them now. Because these are not Air America management decisions. It is up to each individual show host to do whatever he or she wants to do. And nobody ever, 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 under any circumstances, tells any of us what we may or may not talk about. Never. The day that happens, I resign. And that's not a threat. I'm not trying to be some smartass here. I have deep respect for the people who run this network for the simple reason that they never tell us what we can and can't do. Never. Not once. Not ever. The only time I ever got any comment was one time when the CEO, John Sinton, said, Mike, is there some way other than Bush bastard that you can refer to the president? But and I said, no, not really. And John said, okay. As far as what happened in Basra, yeah, another crime. When, if the story of this attack on Iraq is ever honestly told, what Tony Blair and George Bush Jr. have done ranks right up there in the annals of international war crimes.
I'm the rumor, I'm the doubt, I'm the lie. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591. 800-981-7591. That's 800-981-7591.
Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 10 before the hour. By the way, if you're in the New York City weekend, New York City area this weekend, go on by the Raven at some point. If you have if you know the time, the inclination. Avenue A and what, 13th Street? You can get the information at raven-nyc.com. They're having a Hurricane Katrina fundraiser Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then on Sunday night, starting around 7 o'clock, Kathy and I will be there. I think Molly will be there with us. And if you want to make some contributions then for Katrina victims, you can. Not necessary. You can come by. Just have a beer. I mean, this is no big deal. It's not, you know, big old speech from Malloy. This is just to come by and hang out. You know, I may say a few things.
Well, if we're there, I think Molly will be there, too, because I don't know. I feel a little weird leaving her at the apartment by herself.
No, our New York bureau chief, Teresa, would come over and babysit. Is my producer getting a little smart-assy with me here tonight? Well, what's up, Kathy?
You forgot to mention depleted uranium bullets when you were talking about all the...
Oh, and that got you upset. Okay, about the Republicans constantly dump on soldiers. That's right. The depleted uranium thing that just makes me insane. Anyway, this Friday night, Harrison on the Edge will be filling in for me. He is one of the local weekend hosts at our LA affiliate KTLK. If you haven't heard Harrison on the Edge, he's going to freak you out. He's absolutely going to freak you out. So tune in Friday night. And all next week we'll be doing the program from our brand new studios in Chelsea section of Manhattan. Let's do some phone calls very quickly here before the break. Steve is calling from San Francisco. Steve, welcome to the program. All right. Well, we'll call back in, Steve. We'll see if we can get you on. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great show tonight. I just wanted to call and tell you about a new blog that just went up on the Internet.
Okay. Today. Go ahead.
It's called One Angry Patriot. The address is One Angry Patriot, the number one Angry Patriot, all one word, .blogspot.com.
.blogspot.com. Is it yours?
Yeah. I know you like to rant, and that's what this blog is all about.
Okay, it's your site.
Yep.
Number one.
I don't have the FCC breathing down my neck like you do. So.
One angry.
Parental discretion is advised.
All right. What is it called again? Give it to us again.
OneAngryPatriot.blogspot.com.
Okay. People will go there and see what you got to say. Is it good writing? Are you writing some good stuff?
It's all right.
Okay.
I just started it, so it's...
All right, good. All right, thanks, Will. Thanks, Will. We'll have people go there. People are heading that way right now. There's a whole truckload of people hanging that way. Miles is calling from Arizona. Miles, welcome to the program. Hey,
Hi,
Miles.
Mike.
Hey.
Thank you. America needs your voice, your output, to reveal the lies of this Bush administration, and I should add crime administration.
Yep.
You know, I believe that the Bush family is cursed, and George W. is dragging America into this total destruction. And if you know, well, of course you do know, 9/11, Iraq, Karina, Rita, all these things are happening to America, and it just seems weird that all these things are happening so close together. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm the most non-religious person in the world. I don't believe any religious mythology other than the fact that it's interesting reading. But one thing I do believe, and this has to do more with the law of physics than it has to do with religion, and that is, how do I put this? What goes around comes around, or every action has an equal and opposite reaction, to be a little bit more scientific. Or if you want to go to the Hindu faith or the Sanskrit language, karma, balance. So the evil that the Bush crime family has dumped on the entire world, the evil, the wickedness that this filthy administration is dumping on America is coming back apparently in buckets, in truckloads, it just never stops. So yeah, in a way, I find it interesting, Miles, that such a thing is happening on Bush's watch. Yes.
Yeah, and it's mind-boggling. And as far as Karina, if you recall, the Clinton administration had money set aside for the levees, and Georgie boy, what did he do? He used it for other projects, and that is part of the fault, not the storm itself, but yeah. The levees.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, there's some talk, Miles, that these bastards even might have had something to do with starting the hurricane. It wouldn't surprise me. But you're absolutely right. The aftermath and the lack of preparedness, that's the Bush's. Every single person that died as a result of that flooding is more blood on this filthy George W. Bush's head. Miles, I got to go. Thanks. I appreciate it. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. As many as a million people have been ordered to clear out along the Gulf Coast. Hospital and nursing home patients evacuated today as Hurricane Rita turned into a Category 5 storm that could slam Texas by the weekend and inflict more misery on New Orleans. It has 165-mile-an-hour winds now. Forecasters are saying Rita could be the most intense hurricane on record ever to hit Texas, easily one of the most powerful ever to hit the U.S. mainland. Category 5 is the highest on the scale. Only three Category 5 hurricanes are known to have hit the U.S. mainland, most recently back in 1992 when Andrew smashed into South Florida. All of Galveston, low-lying sections of Houston and Corpus Christi, and a mostly emptied-out New Orleans under mandatory evacuation orders now. One day after Rita went past the Florida Keys as a far weaker storm and caused some minor damage, having seen what Hurricane Katrina did, many people are taking no chances. The federal government, eager to show it's learned a lesson after being criticized for the sluggish response to Katrina. Rita's about 700 miles from Corpus Christi, building up strength in the warm waters of the Gulf. The forecasters predicting it could come ashore Saturday along the central Texas coast between Galveston and Corpus Christi. But even that slight turn to the north could prove devastating in New Orleans. Safer ground no longer safe enough for some people who fled Katrina. More than 1,000 refugees from the New Orleans area had been living in the Civic Center in Lake Charles, Louisiana, near the Texas border. Now they're being taken north to shelters in Shreveport. Investors who lost money because of the WorldCom accounting fraud will have more than $6 billion coming to them. A federal judge in New York approved settlements to return the money to the investors. It'll be divided up among more than 800,000 people and institutions. Former Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle may be interested in a return to public office. He's set up a political action committee and plans a Jefferson Jackson Day speech in the politically pivotal state of Iowa. Daschle, who was considered a possible candidate for president in 2004, has been avoiding most publicity since he lost to Republican John Thune last November, but Daschle's former campaign manager says the Democrat from South Dakota is not going to rule out opportunities to, quote, play important roles in public service. He mentioned running for president or vice president. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan pledging to force change to happen during protest speeches outside the White House and Capitol. She's arrived in Washington after her three-week cross-country bus tour that started near George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. To participate in an anti-Iraq war rally Saturday, organizers hope will draw tens of thousands of people. Sheehan's 24-year-old son, Casey, was killed last year in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. James, listening in and writing from the UK, sends the following email. Dear Mike, as a Brit, I am very worried about the recent turn of events in Iraq. It seems that British troops are now being turned on by the general population of Basra. I hope we can pull our soldiers out as soon as possible. And then James says, I voted for the Liberal Democrats in 2005, the only mainstream party in Britain to advocate a withdrawal from Iraq. Man. Okay, let's get Rat Boy on the program here. Bush was at the Republican-Jewish Coalition's 20th anniversary meeting or gathering at the Andrew Mellon Auditorium in D.C. Today, was this today, Kathy? And he had some... comments. He's still talking about Katrina. Whaley has to talk about Rita. You know he's drinking again. I'll get to that story in a minute. All right, let's do this. This first one, I love the bit about how the nation's schools are welcoming these kids who have had their lives shattered. He talks about this, and what's weird about it, does he not know that so many of them seem to have suddenly disappeared from the schools they were taken to, and the teachers have no idea where they were taken, but he just prattles and mumbles on like the moron that he is?
You know, amazing thing that's happened is a lot of states have accepted the kids of these families into their schools. What a fantastic gesture of compassion and decency. In our own state of Texas, school district after school district has said, if you have a child at school, that school age, bring them to us. We'll help educate them.
No, you filthy liar. You know exactly what's going on. You know exactly what's going on. These children, the money needed, first of all, that you deny to school districts because of your unfunded mandates. These children are being herded into religious schools, into Christian religious schools. You know it, Bush, you liar, but of course you stand there talking to Jewish folks, so I doubt if you're going to point out exactly what you're doing, what your filthy, corrupt Department of Education, har-har, is doing. Now listen to this compassionate conservative joke about how aid to the poor and displaced of New Orleans, you know, it's not a tax cut because they were too poor to owe taxes anyway, and now there's nothing left to tax. Funny little elitist joke, you dimwit.
The storm caused huge suffering, as I told you, but it's an opportunity. to bring new life to neighborhoods that were suffering before the storm.
Uh-huh.
If you want to encourage small business growth, we ought to incent it to grow in that part of the world.
Incentive?
Somebody said the other day, well, that's a tax break. That region's going to have zero income anyway. There's nothing there in many parts of it.
There's nothing there. Ah, you hateful Christian bastard, you.
Quotes around the word Christian.
Yes, there was something there. There were children. There were men, women. Yeah, there were drunks. Crack users. There were thugs. And people who went to church. And people who prayed for your useless ass. And you say it was not, that has nothing there. Ain't no tax revenue there.
And then this piggish audience is applauding this?
It's an opportunity to bring new life to neighborhoods that were suffering before the storm. What the hell do you know? If they were suffering, what do you think Bush had anything to do with federal policies? Huh? Maybe a little? Nah, you're a Republican. That's right. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps or drown in your own excrement, right? That's how you did it, right, George? Huh? You always pulled yourself up. Never had anybody bail you out, did you, tough guy? Huh?
If you want to encourage small business growth, we ought to incent it.
Incent it? To grow in that part of the world. You dumb bastard, that's an American city! Makes me furious. Just furious! And then these self-satisfied, self-referential freaks that are sitting there, listen, I don't care if they're Jewish, Catholic, Buddhist, bricklayers, gays, soldiers, I don't give a damn. They applaud this man? What he's saying? This elitist, self-righteous lie?
I like the part about needing free houses here, free housing in the next one, as long as they have a mortgage. Right? What? How does that work exactly, moron? Free houses with mortgages and urban homesteading? Isn't that what Giuliani stopped in New York?
I believe in urban homesteading. That says we're going to identify federal property and provide lots for low-income citizens that they'll have for free so long as they build a house on there with a mortgage or with the help of a charitable group like Habitat for Humanity. We got a fantastic chance as we rebuild. See, when those streets are open, we want to be aligned with businesses.
Yeah! Let's get some businesses in there!
We're going to provide lots for low-income citizens that they'll have for free as long as they have a mortgage. I didn't hear any applause on that one. Here's a bit about how he's going to pay for all of it with the help of armies of compassion.
We're going to make sure we make tough choices and set priorities in Washington, D.C. And we're going to make sure that the money is spent honestly by sending a team of inspector generals down there to review all expenditures.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what the people of this country expect.
Yeah!
And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Hell yeah!
And since this storm, our nation's armies of compassions have rallied.
Yeah!
And have come to the aid of people who are in desperate need of help.
Oh, Jesus, just makes my heart pump purple panther urine. It's just so wonderful. Isn't it, George? Huh? Armies of compassions have rallied and come to the aid of people who are desperate need of help. Yeah, they can't turn to their government. They can't turn to the institutions that have been put in place in this country over the past 80 years. No, because you and your Republican thugs have destroyed it all. You've destroyed it all. You gut it. You burn it. You break it. Tear it down. Your buddy Grover Norquist wants to drown it in a bathtub. Well, drown it in the streets of New Orleans, you Republican pig. But don't lie about it. Don't lie about it. You liar. We're going to make sure money is spent honestly by sending a team of inspector generals down there to review all expenses. Who's that going to be? Karl Rove? What are they going to examine? Halliburton? The deals that your buddy Joe Albaugh is cutting? All ball must be just salivating tonight, knowing that another Category 5 hurricane is heading for the Texas coast. Oh, Jesus, more money. Oh, Jesus, more money. Thank you, Jesus. You do love me, don't you, Jesus? Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, my God, more destruction. Oh, thank you, Jesus. More houses. Thank you, Jesus. Break down all those hotels. Thank you, Jesus. Give me some more destruction. Amen. I'm Joe Allball. I'm making money hand over elbow. Thank you, Jesus, for all these opportunities. Oh, I got to get down and pray.
Kind of neat how he tries, how he ties Katrina to the terrorists. I wondered how long it would take them to do, to somehow blame Saddam and those other evil brown Muslim people. Not bad, Rove, not bad. A year from now, people will think Iran was responsible for 9/11 and anthrax and high gas prices and Katrina and the avian flu.
I've been thinking a lot about how America has responded. It's clear to me that Americans value human life.
Like you do! Yeah, like you do! Yeah!
As important.
Yeah.
And that stands in stark contrast, by the way, to the terrorists we have to deal with.
Yes! Terrorists!
You see, we look at the destruction caused by Katrina, and our hearts break.
Whoa!
They're the kind of people who look at Katrina and wish they had caused it.
Yeah!
We're in a war against these people. It's a war.
And I'm a war president. I'm a war president. Look at me. I'm like FDR. I'm like Winston Churchill. I'm like Douglas MacArthur. I'm a war president. I'm a war president. You know, the terrorists are out there. They like to see its destruction. Jesus H. Christ, wait till they see what Reed is going to do to Texas. Oh, my God. Thank you. Are y'all Jewish? Well, let me tell you something. I believe in Jesus, and Jesus done sent me all these opportunities. Hallelujah. Going to break down more houses. Going to blow up more people. Yes. Hallelujah. Got construction. Got Halliburton. Got Kellebrown Root. Got Bechtel, got all my companies. You Jewish? Oh, well, that's all right. I'm a Christian. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
George Bush don't like black.
Kill me, Mom.
George Bush don't like black.
I'm in need.
George Bush don't like black.
I got him.
Come down, George. Come on. Come down.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Last year, they called Lost TV's most gripping new series.
Blew the door to get everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe.
This year, prepare to get hooked even deeper.
What makes you think I even want to go in?
God, going in might be the only way out.
Tonight, the stranded survivors uncover one of the island's biggest secrets.
I think something's down here!
Lost.
You gotta see this.
The new season begins tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Turn your heart and your life over to Christ. When you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart and changes your life.
Makes you rich.
Oh, man, these people drive me crazy. They really do. All right, let me just get this out. And because we have some more important stories to cover here and your phone calls, I want to get to what Dan Rather said the other night about the climate of fear running through newsrooms, stronger than he's ever seen it in his 40-year career. Yeah, really. This is from NationalEnquirer.com.
Faced with the biggest crisis of his political life,
President Bush has hit the bottle again, the National Enquirer can reveal. Bush, who said he quit drinking the morning after his 40th birthday, has started boozing amid the Katrina catastrophe. Family sources. Yeah, who would that be?
But, you know, the whole family. Everybody in the family is a drunk or a drug user or a thief. All of them. Or a killer.
Family sources have told how the 59-year-old president was caught by First Lady Pickles, or Laura, downing a shot of booze at their family ranch in Crawford, Texas, when he learned of the hurricane disaster. His worried wife yelled at him, "Stop, George!" Following the shocking incident disclosed here for the first time, Laura privately warned her husband against falling off the wagon and vowed to travel with him more often so that she could keep an eye on W, the sources add.
"Stop it, George. Now, come on. Take one of these instead. Come on, it's a little blue. It'll help."
One insider said when the levees broke in New Orleans, it apparently made him reach for a shot. He poured himself a Texas-sized shot of straight whiskey and tossed it back. The First Lady was shocked and shouted, "Stop, George." Laura gave him an ultimatum before. "It's Jim Beam or me." She doesn't want to replay that nightmare, especially now when it's such tough going for her husband. End quote.
And a Washington source, it's quoted in National Enquirer as saying, "The sad fact is that he has been sneaking drinks for weeks now. Laura may have only just caught him, but the word is his drinking has been gone for a while in the Capitol. He's been in a pressure cooker for months." End quote. Another source said, quote, "I'm only surprised to hear that he hadn't taken a shot sooner. Before Katrina, he was at his wit's end. I've known him for years. He's
Been a good old Texas boy forever. George had a drinking problem for years, and most professionals would say he needed therapy. He doesn't believe in therapy. He never got it. He drank his way through his youth, through college, well into his 30s. Everybody's drinking around him. End quote. Another source said, quote, a family member told me they fear George is falling apart. The first lady has been assigned the job of gatekeeper. End quote. And also in the National Enquirer article, Dr. Justin Frank, a Washington, D.C. psychiatrist and author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, Dr. Frank told the National Enquirer, quote, I do think that Bush is drinking again. Alcoholics who are not in any program, like the president, have a hard time when stress gets to be great. I think it's a concern, the doctor went on, that Bush disappears during times of stress. He spends so much time on his ranch. It's very frightening. End quote. Oh, so it's in the Enquirer. All those dirty rat bastards at Enquirer. Remember all the stories the Enquirer had about Bush? I'm sorry, about Clinton and Monica? Remember how Hannity and all the little piglets on right-wing television would hold up copy after copy of the Enquirer? Well, not Hannity. Was Hannity on, I don't know. He was doing his talk program then. I guess he was. But instance after instance, this yellow-haired freak, John, what's his name on MSR on Fox? I forget his name. These people are all interchangeable. Gibson, John Gibson. And then, of course, the 5'9" female sack of snot, Ann Coulter, and Laura Ingraham. And yeah, all of these people. The guy who looked like a weasel, who just got caught molesting children. That's why MSNBC dropped him. He was on, what was the program, with Rachel Maddow and Bowtie Boy. There's a thing on CNN called the Situation Room. The Situation?
Yeah, it's a little redundant, but actually it's pretty much the same name.
Well, you're telling me, I can't keep him straight. Anyway.
You've been drinking again, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you know, a little blackberry wine every now and then don't make a man bad, right? What was I just talking about? I have no idea. I have no idea. I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
We take a cab home, Jesus. Shit, man, we can hoof it from here. I know you can walk on the water, but can you walk on this much gear? Ask you how you take it. With it, Jesus.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Last year, they called Lost TV's most gripping new series.
Blew the door to get everyone inside this thing so they'd be safe.
This year, prepare to get hooked even deeper.
What makes you think I even want to go in?
God, going in might be the only way out.
Tonight, the stranded survivors uncover one of the island's biggest secrets.
Did I make something down here?
Lost.
You better see this.
The new season begins tonight, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. This month, politicians in two states acted very differently on gay marriage. On one side, 80% of the Massachusetts legislature voted to keep same-sex marriage in the state. But Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to veto the gay marriage bill the California legislature approved. So what's the difference between Arnold and 200 Massachusetts legislators? Answer, a spine. Massachusetts lawmakers realized they had nothing to fear. They saw 6,000 same-sex couples get married without the fabric of society falling apart. They saw representatives who supported the marriages get reelected. But Big Butch Arnold was quivering in his shoes. Rather than sticking up for civil rights, he bowed to the right-wing boogeyman who said supporting equal marriage rights was political suicide. This from a governor who attacks political opponents for being quote-unquote girly men. The courageous thing to do would be not to play politics with people's rights. Unfortunately, that's something we can only expect from the bravest of politicians. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908.
Nothing like having a few friends over for a cocktail or two. Our country must...
That's all right. Calm down, Bush. Calm down.
Nothing like having a few friends over for a cocktail or two. Or seven. Where's my Lone Star? Where's my Jack Black? Where's my Texas Tea?
Jesus. LaShonda, who listens in Austin, just sent me... a link to Craigslist, Austin. Here's what it says. Armed officers needed ASAP, $1,200 per week. This was posted today about 3 p.m. Central Time. Armed security officers needed to deploy within Texas for hurricane coverage. These officers will work 12-hour shifts 7 days per week for a total of 84 hours a week. Pay will be as follow: 40 hours per week at $12 an hour, $480. Up to 44 hours per week at $18 an hour, $792, total $1,272. In addition to the above pay, we will also pay $32 a day for expenses and also pay for hotel and travel charges. Total compensation can exceed $1,450 a week. If you have a current armed license, please email your resume for immediate interview. These positions require a current armed license. Well, yeah, the wealthy folks in Texas, they're not going to put up with any nonsense from any partially humid people who might be wandering around looking for food or shelter.
This is America 2005. You don't rely on the police. You don't rely on social services. You hire people with guns to protect your walled-in McMansion.
You know, the stage is being set for something really grim in this country. You know it as well as I do. We're not supposed to talk about it. Not Air America doesn't tell me not to talk about it, but the government, you know, you start talking about certain topics and they will call you in for an interview. But the stage is being set in this country for something grim. Something unpleasant, something nobody wants to go through, but the Bush crime family is forcing it. They're forcing it.
I wonder when Hurricane Rita slams into Texas, are they talking about it now? Bring that up. Let bring this up.
The hurricanes, much better, are much closer towards the Galveston and Houston area, probably a Category 3, 4, or 5. When it makes landfall, we see nothing right now out there to really bring this storm down other than what we call eyewall replacement cycles, Aaron. And the eyewall tends to build itself up, and then it kind of collapses on down while a new one begins to build up. And so we'll watch these cycles change the intensity of the storm over the next few days. The only other thing that could help us out a little bit is that the water temperatures into the western Gulf are slightly cooler than the...
Okay, Aaron Brown's program on CNN, their weather person talking about landfall within the next, 48 hours of Hurricane Rita. When it does hit, I wonder if Bush is going to refer to Texas as that part of the world.
Oh, you know, we're in that part of the world, you know. We want to rebuild Galveston and have missionaries and things out there and little businesses and in that part of the world.
Let's do some phone calls. You want to do some phone calls? All right, let's do some phone calls. Jamie is calling from Illinois. Jamie, welcome to the program. All right, Jamie, maybe some other time. Jeff is calling from Syracuse, New York. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I'd like to try to do my part. I completely agree with you. I feel it like a a crushing presence that the stage is being set for things. I mean, after one storm passes, another storm approaches. What's going on while we're being battered by these hurricanes? They just did that, didn't they, in New Orleans, what we just watched, and what's being so cleverly swept under the carpet. Those people were slaughtered. They just did it, didn't they? You know, I mean, are they running around wearing suits again?
What are you saying exactly? Are you saying that the Bush crime
family? We let those people die, and we're just going about our lives.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we talk about a huge crime against humanity, a huge spiritual crime.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this you've said it before. This country was built by the worst genocide. You know, we try to hide it, but this past generation, and even still, you know, people wear sheets and lynch people and burn crosses. I was thinking about that. I've always thought about this, but I was thinking about it today. A 40, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, you know, white man like myself, guy, people I know, you know, good citizens. How can a man like that put on a sheet, burn crosses? You know, they kidnapped.
Oh, it's very simple. It's very simple. Those are cowards. Those are ignorant cowards. Anybody who reacts that way, whether they're reacting to someone of a different race, black folk, white folk, brown folk, I don't care. Anybody that does that, you know, bases their race hatred on fear. Anybody who bases their fear of gay folk or transgendered folk to the point where they, you know, they show up at funerals for people who have died of cancer or of AIDS and say, "That bag's in hell!" People like that are terrified little tiny people whose eyes, you know, they constantly try to see over the counter to see what the rest of us are doing in the room called life, and they can't. So they stand down there on the floor and they abuse themselves and pound things into the ground and tear their eyes out and bite their fingernails and carry their half-witted little signs around about Jews or gays or blacks or browns or Catholics or whoever it is. You understand what I'm saying? Those are tiny little people spiritually. They have no core. Inside, they're hollow like an empty tuna fish can.
Well,
there's nothing
right.
There.
You're right, but they're grown men. They're adults. They are responsible. They make a choice.
No. They're not responsible for anything.
Well,
they are lost souls. They wander the planet. They're terrified of everything. Thunder scares them. Carrots make them nervous. If somebody says the word reefer, they wet their pants. If somebody says the word gay, they immediately run and find a cross and beat themselves with it. These are tiny little people who are shades. They're lost souls. I'm telling you, Jeff. These are lost souls. They're not really human. They slide over into this dimension from some parallel dimension about seven over to the left or the right or somewhere.
It's always seemed to me like sort of like a spiritual type of rabies. You know, they're
that's good. I like that. Spiritual,
you know,
rabies.
In Germany, they had to capture a lot of the Nazis and execute them. Obviously, that never happened to white supremacists or people who slaughtered the Indians here. But we watch Cheney, Bush, Haley Barbour. They give you the cues. They let the world, the nation, and all the good old boys know that they're a good old boy. I mean, there's a lot of with the language that they use, especially after Katrina.
Well, I get you. You're coming through loud and clear, Jeff. I understand what you're saying. Let me move on. There's people holding up signs saying, "Answer the damn phone, Malloy." De Filippo, who's calling from New York. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, you're saying it right.
All right. What's up? What's up?
I don't hear anybody talking about this, but there is a new bankruptcy law changed August 30th.
Yeah, we talked about it for months and months and months.
Yeah, but you can go bankrupt now when you couldn't before. Up to
what?
The deadline. It says...
Well, when's the deadline? Sometime this month, right? October, I mean? Sometime in October?
It's October 17th.
Right. After October 17th, you're screwed.
But this is, other people can go now. We tried to go before, we couldn't do it. Let me read you a couple of paragraphs.
No. We don't read paragraphs on this program.
Oh, okay.
If you can put it into a couple of sentences, and
okay,
I mean a couple.
Well, they changed the homestead exemption from 10,000 up to 50,000.
Okay.
Per person.
Yeah.
And a married couple can protect up to 100,000 in equity, and that's up from 20,000.
Okay, now hold on a second, DeFilippo. I don't want you to do any more of that because this makes people leave my program, okay? I understand what you're saying. There's a window here that people can jump in that need to file bankruptcy. After the window shuts October 17th, that's it. You're screwed. Yeah. Right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, but get to the lawyer. That's what I'm saying.
Do what?
Get to the lawyer.
Absolutely, absolutely. It used to be you could. I filed bankruptcy one time. I had a small business and went belly up. I owed taxes. I owed all kinds of stuff. You can't bankrupt on the taxes, of course.
Well, when we got charged.
But I've been through that. I had to file a personal bankruptcy. I've been through it, and it's hell. And it was like 15 years ago, and it's real hell. It takes about a decade to repair your credit. But it was the only way. It's always been the only way out. The people. This comes from Judaic law, by the way. You're aware of that, from Mosaic law, the idea of wiping out debts after a certain period of time. Can you imagine Christians doing that? No, I don't think so. I got to leave there, DeFilippo. Thanks for checking in. We'll be right back.
This one thing, sure no mystery. Well, my hungry children, they must be fed. But I don't want a million's mystery. I don't want a diamond ring. All I want.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 10 before the hour. Don't forget, New York folks, this Sunday night, Kathy and I are going to be at the Raven. Come on by and say hi.
This.
All right, stop it.
This.
All right. What's the website for the Raven? It is raven-nyc.com. All this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're doing benefits for people who went through Katrina. And then Sunday night, we're going to show up there and drink some beer. We ought to go there, Kathy, and now you can't do this because you're nursing, but we ought to go there and I ought to get publicly drunk. Wouldn't that be great? Huh? Air America radio talk show host falls down on Avenue A in his own vomit. Wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, all publicity is good publicity.
I've heard that.
They're talking about you.
I've heard that, yeah. It's been a long
time. For Bush.
It's been a long time since I've had a public moment of drunkenness. Whew. Boy, that ought to be fun, huh? Just get out there, yeah, dirty sons. You know how drunks get, right?
With you, who'd be able to tell the difference?
That's true. And Kathy knows anyway. And in the time we've been married, about 10 years, I think what I do is sometimes I will take my bottle of Jack Black. I've done this 3 times, haven't I? It's always been in the fall. So I've been very melancholy about something. I'll take my bottle of Jack Black and a couple of Diet Cokes. Oh, don't send me any emails about aspartame, okay? I'll take my Jack Black and a couple of Diet Cokes and sit on the back porch and stare out into the woods with a loaded rifle next to me and start drinking Jack Black and Coke. But now, truth, I do not go through those stages that a lot of people go through where they wind up just belligerent and argumentative and looking for a fight. I just sit there and get melancholy and sing songs and take a couple of shots into the dark, right?
Actually, you just get hilariously funny. You just get so funny. You sit there and you say, you know what? I am so drunk.
But I've only done that 2 or 3 times.
How drunk I am.
Yeah, I've only done that 2 or 3 times. I don't believe, if you're going to do drugs, I don't care what the drugs are. For Christ's sake, don't do it where you're out of control, you know. So like I say, I've done it 3 times in 10 years. Sit on the back porch. And I'm just kidding about the loaded gun. I can just see all the liberals out there now. They're going to write me letters. You have a loaded gun and you're drunk. No, I'm kidding, okay? It's night. I light candles and incense and sit there. But I don't do it anymore because, you know, most of the people I know that I hang out with have given up heavy drinking anyway for one simple reason. We're getting old enough now that the morning after, it's just like warmed over death. You know, you just can't handle it anymore. You know?
Or you're on so many different medications that you can't mix them with alcohol.
Right, that's true. That's true. When you consider your Lipitor and your Lisinopril and don't forget those aspirins you take every morning to prevent the blood clots and Synthroid and I just want to go get drunk. No, you can't do that anymore, booby. You'll have a violent reaction from all your meds. Oh, I'll tell you what, getting old is not for cowards. It really isn't, right? Jeez. I have a lot of friends in their 50s, approaching their 60s now, and it's just like, hey, you want to smoke a joint? No, can't do that anymore. You know, it upsets my blood sugar, and I'll go into a diabetic coma. You know, I'm taking glucophage. I can't even smoke. Now, I'm not talking about me. I'm not taking glucophage. But, you know, people that you used to go get high with, remember, and listen to, out here in Piedmont Park, listen to Grateful Dead when they would come through, walk through the park. Oh, my God, it's the Dead! You know, that's 35 years ago.
Well, it's still the Dead. It's just a different variety now.
That's very true. That's very true. But we used to do peyote and read Carlos Castaneda. And well, not you don't do peyote and read, but you know what I'm saying, until it kicked in. We can't do that anymore.
Did you bring your drum? Are we near a toilet?
Yeah, I know. It's hell. We still
finish those peas?
We still go to Piedmont Park on Sundays. And, you know, I spent an awful lot of time in drum circles, you know. Oh, man, this is really great. But I still have an African drum that somebody gave me. And I've had it for a long time. It's porcelain. Is that porcelain on the drum shell? It's porcelain. And it's got like a, I don't know, that's either human skin on the drum head or it's some kind of animal. I have no idea. But you can go to Piedmont Park, which is like Central Park in New York, on Sundays. And people are sitting around, you know, in drum circles. You know, there'll be four or five guys trying to get one started, or a woman will sit in. There might be a, what's that little thing they sent me, that little choo-choo-choo-choo?
Ocarina.
There'll be an ocarina player.
Not a senior moment there, was it?
No. Or a little flute player or whatever. And it's a lot of fun. And I don't know why I'm tripping on this, but I'm just, you know, we got 20 seconds. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back for the final hour. But, that's right. Talking about going to the Raven and having some beers. Yeah, do come by. Do come and join us this Sunday night around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, when you get a little older, you need that ginkgo biloba to stay focused on the topic at hand.
Ginkgo biloba? Oh, okay. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls when we come back. Dave, Adam, Marjorie, Bob, James, anybody else wants to drift in here? We have a couple of more articles I want to drop into the mix, but stick around, okay? God, remember the good old days? Smoke a joint, drink some beer, right? Go run up and down Stone Mountain.
Donate a kidney.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Evacuations have become mandatory across portions of the Texas and Louisiana coastlines as Rita becomes the season's second Category 5 hurricane. Weather bug meteorologist Joe Bartosik has the latest on this developing and dangerous storm.
Maximum sustained winds with Rita have been measured by Hurricane Hunter aircraft at 165 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour shy of where Hurricane Katrina was at its peak less than a month ago. Over the next 24 hours, we expect Rita to maintain its Category 5 intensity. There will be some fluctuations as to how strong the winds will be.
Approximately 2,000 Galveston residents who depend on public transportation are off the island after boarding buses bound for shelters in and around Huntsville. Galveston Mayor Lida Ann Thomas says she's not sure how many people remain on the island at this point.
Those who are here are going to do like some of us in government. We're going to have to hunker down, as Mr. LeBlanc says, in their homes and just pray that that they survive the storm.
A JetBlue Airbus 320 with nose gear trouble made a safe emergency landing last evening at Los Angeles International Airport. Flight 292 with 140 passengers and six crew members on board had just taken off from Burbank Airport and was on its way to New York City. The pilot then circled over the Pacific Ocean for more than 3 hours to burn off excess fuel. Shortly before 6 p.m., the pilot made his final approach. The plane skidded to a stop with sparks and fire visible, but the fire did not spread. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the military could have a role in catastrophic events like hurricanes. Speaking to reporters, Rumsfeld said some recent comments by the president showed he is thinking about ways to help in catastrophes. Rumsfeld says so far there have been no discussions with the Defense Department about plans to use the military in those situations. There are an estimated 115,000 people with Alzheimer's disease that have been directly affected by Hurricane Katrina. The Alzheimer's Association is looking to get the word out to families and caregivers that these people need specific care, and this type of disaster adds to their stress and confusion. Association spokeswoman Kathy O'Brien says help is available for people dealing with this issue.
We would urge anyone who is encountering someone with memory loss or confusion, or they know that they have Alzheimer's disease, to call our 24/7 number. It's 1-800-272-3900, and our staff is there to help you and guide you and provide any service that we can.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial.
Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclays Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I think I have. excuse me. It has been reported now by just about everybody. Former CBS News anchor Dan Rather said Monday night that there's a climate of fear running through newsrooms stronger than he's ever seen in his more than four-decade career. He was speaking with some other people at the Fordham University School of Law in Manhattan, and as is the case with Dan Rather, had to, several times had to force back tears, and I can certainly understand that. This is a man who devoted himself, like him or hate him, he devoted himself to 40 years of news reporting, news gathering. Yeah, I know, but. So he got upset saying some of the things he said. He said the pressure in these newsrooms, along with what he called the dumbed down, tarted up coverage, has taken its toll on the news business. Rather said, quote, all of this creates a bigger atmosphere of fear in the newsrooms, end quote.
And he was accompanied by HBO documentary and family, HBO documentary, HBO family, President Sheila Nevins. They were both there to receive Lifetime Achievement Awards at the News and Documentary Emmy Awards on Monday evening. Sheila Nevins said that even in the documentary world, there's a certain kind of intimidation brought to bear these days, particularly from the religious right. I would say exclusively from the religious right. She said, quote, "If you made a movie about Charles Darwin right now, it would be revolutionary. If we did a documentary on Darwin, I'd get 1,000 hate emails." Yeah. Yeah, really. Rather was asked if he felt the same type of repressive forces during the Nixon administration as in the current Bush administration. And he answered, quote, "No, I don't." He says there was... connection between the leadership and the led, a sense of we're in this together. He went on to say it's not that the then leadership of CBS wasn't interested in shareholder value and profits, but they also saw news as a public service. Yeah. These corporate bastards now, these news whores, the whole upstairs at CNN ought to hang its head in shame. Forget Fox. Fox is not a news organization. It's a propaganda arm of the Republican Party. The extreme right Republican Party, but ABC ought to shame hang its head in shame. NBC, Brian Williams better be careful. He's going to find himself out of a job. Well, it's okay to get all funky with the hurricane stuff about how FEMA and the Bush crime family staged their little photo ops and dropped the ball repetitiously. But you notice that Brian Williams will never say anything about U.S. Policy in Iraq. And there's a very good reason for that. He won't say anything critical of U.S. policy in Iraq. And that's because his boss is one of the largest armament producers in the history of the human race, General Electric. General Electric loves war. They make just billions from death and destruction. And they own NBC. So you might hear Brian Williams whine and bleat and bitch and complain about, the unfairness of it all. People are dying down here. People are dying in Iraq, too, Brian. New Orleans is not being salted with depleted uranium, Brian. At least we don't know that it is. Civilians are not being butchered by the U.S. Military gunships in Iraq, Brian. The country of Iraq is not run by a puppet regime put in place by a couple of American corporation heads, Brian. It is run by, the city of New Orleans is not. City of New Orleans is run by cheap-ass politicians who, all of whom couldn't find their ass with both hands. We all know that. I make no defense of the mayor of New Orleans or the parish leadership or the various parishes leadership or the governor. Because they are just as spineless as most Democrats. Most Democratic politicians. Gutless. Absolutely gutless. Now, Mayor Nagin found his voice a little bit, complaining subsequent to the disaster. So did Governor Blanco. But prior to the disaster, stand up to the Bush crime family and say your policies are going to kill people in my city? Never said a word. So, Brian Williams, yo, dude, hey, wow, wonderful, man. But, Dan Rather is right. Dan Rather's right, Brian. Your newsroom is loaded with fear. You don't dare step out of line, boy. You don't dare step out of line. Unless it's about Katrina. And that was pushing the envelope just a tad there, Brian. There was a connection between the leadership and the led back in the news business. I remember those times. Most of you probably do, too. A good example was the Washington Post with Woodward and Bernstein. Can you imagine something like that happening today? There is more corruption, death, fraud, destruction in the Bush crime family than Dick Nixon ever even imagined. There's more violence, illegal wars,
There are more plans afoot in this corrupt, filthy administration to annihilate the world than Dick Nixon ever thought existed. And Woodward and Bernstein? Ha-ha! Right! Reporters really pulling the plug on these sons of bitches? Never! Never! Television? You're right, Dan Rather. There's an attitude of fear that is bone deep. And every once in a while you hear the crack White House press corps, somebody with a, well, Scotty, that's not, now come on. All they have to do is bring Rumsfeld or Bush in to stare these chicken-hearted little freaks down, and they would shut their mouths as quick as you could say, fear in the newsroom. We do not have a press in this country anymore. I don't care how often somebody will write a decent story in the Times or the Post. That's snot dribble. That's allowing just a little bit to show up so that you and I can read it and go, oh, good, quick, let's send a letter of approval to the New York Times because they exposed something. Woo-hoo! I refuse to applaud people who do their, you know, for doing their job. I still get emails. You know, let's support this Democratic member of Congress because he or she said something strong and stood up. And my answer to that? Oh, kiss my grits. What? I'm going to write a letter of approval? Thank you, Senator Brittle Goose, for being a good Democrat, for doing your job. No thanks. I'm going to write a letter to the public editor of the New York Times. Thank you, public editor, for the New York Times really writing something hard-hitting about the corruption and murder and filth and disgust in this administration. I'm going to do that? No, I'm not. If these people don't know how to do their jobs, what? I'm going to come up with that sort of a patronizing attitude to the New York Times? Gee, thanks for doing your job. I really appreciate it. May we have some more, sirs? So Dan Rather's right. The story in the Times, was it yesterday, about the Pentagon blocking a group of military officers and intelligence analysts from testifying at an open congressional hearing about that highly classified military intelligence program that identified the ringleaders, so they say, of the September 11th attacks a year before the attacks. And the Bush crime family ordered the information destroyed in 2004, in 2002, in 2001. Burn it! Hide it! Yeah.
The anchorman was saying,
we'll be right back.
Blah. And I replied, blah, blah. And the anchor woman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered, electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the nightly news? Do you watch it faithfully?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Yeah, well, that explains a lot, right?
Okay, let's get some phone calls here. Adam is calling from New Jersey. Adam, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program. Adam? No Adam. Okay. Dave is calling from Long Island City in New York. Dave, welcome to the program. All right. Obviously, there's a problem with the phones. Thank you. Let's try one more, and then we'll just leave the phone sit for a while. Marjorie is calling from Sacramento. Marjorie? Okay, stop. That's it. See if we can get the phone system cleaned up, guys and gals, and we'll come back and try it again later. I apologize for that again. We have new facilities, and we're trying our damnedest to get everything together to make it all work right.
Do you want me to bring you the big bottle of Jack Daniels now?
In just a few minutes. Let me finish this beer first. Federal government is diverting hundreds of truckloads of bagged ice cubes from the Gulf Coast hurricane relief effort to Portland, Maine.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has more ice than it can use in the hurricane zone and wants to keep it in storage for use in a future emergency. In Maine? Lauren Reeves, who hauled his load of ice from New York State to Alabama before being sent back to Maine, said, "The $9,000 they're paying me to move this load should have gone to some family down there. There is definitely millions being wasted that could go to people who need it." Lauren Reeves' truck was one of several lined up at AmeriCold Logistics refrigerated storage facility, unloading pallets stacked with 25-pound bags. Somebody, a Georgia-based AmeriCold Logistics, provides cold storage facilities around the country. I wonder who owns it. I bet you Halliburton owns it, huh? A spokesman for the AmeriCold facility, which has 1.7 million cubic feet of storage, would not comment on the operation. Of course not. Oh, my God. So ice, now what are they going to do? They're going to turn around and send it down to the Texas coast? Because the Texas Gulf Coast is about to be brutally hammered by what weather people are calling the third most powerful hurricane in the Western Hemispheric Basin or the Atlantic Basin, whatever the hell the term is. I really don't care. But it's the third most powerful hurricane on record. So maybe they can haul the ice from Portland, Maine. For God's sake, Portland, Maine? They sent it from Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana to Maine? FEMA did? Oh, you useless, useless pigs. Louisiana's top hurricane experts, this is in the Washington Post, have rejected the official explanations for the flood wall collapses that inundated much of New Orleans. The Army Corps of Engineers has said that Katrina was just too massive for a system that was not intended to protect the city from a storm greater than a Category 3 hurricane. However, that's a lie. With the help of complex computer models and stark visual evidence, scientists and engineers at Louisiana State University's Hurricane Center have concluded that Katrina's surges did not come close to overtopping the barriers. That would make faulty design, inadequate construction, or some combination of the two the likely cause of the breaching of the flood walls along the 17th Street and London Avenue canals and the flooding of New Orleans. Of course, the Army Corps of Engineers is going to say, "Well, it was the hurricane," and of course, the scientists are going to say, "No, it wasn't," and here's the proof. LSU Center for the Study of Public Health Impact of Hurricanes said, "Quote: We are absolutely convinced that those flood walls were not overtopped; they collapsed." Corps of Engineers spokesman Paul Johnson said the agency still believes that the storm surges overtopped the walls and then undermined the earthen levees on which they were perched. Spokesman Paul Johnson said the Corps intends to launch an investigation, yes, to make sure it is correct about that scenario. Yep. Yeah, okay, let's get that investigation going because it couldn't have been us. That's science. That's faulty science. That's not good science. That comes from LSU. That's not good science. Good science is, we all got together when we built this and we prayed and a cloud appeared in front of us and a little creature came out and said, "No, you're doing it right." So that's good enough for us.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you know why you get wrinkles?
Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org. Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term Life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Solvers.
It's about 26 before the hour. Let's see if the phones are working. Bob is calling from Tampa. Bob, welcome to the program.
How you doing tonight?
Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, you hear me?
Hey, Bob. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Did I hear you correct? Did you say that there was the U.S. military and the British military that are planting car bombs in Iraq?
They don't have photographs of they being anybody, photographs of British military planting car bombs. But what happened was, you're not familiar with the story, a couple of British Marines were stopped in Basra. They were dressed like Arabs. They had a car full of explosives. They were put in jail by the authorities in Basra. The British military heard about it and sent damn near a battalion to free them, blew the jail to hell, broke through walls, and got the guys out. Negroponte, our ambassador to Iraq for about 3 months, is a former hitman, terrorist, murder squad cell organizer in Central America back in the 80s under Reagan. They sent him over there. He spent about 3 months. As far as I'm concerned, he went there to organize death squads in Iraq, and now he heads U.S. security. I hope that answers it for you.
Well, Mike, maybe I'm missing it here, but you're saying that our troops are basically baby killers. They're blowing up civilians on the street.
Did you not hear anything I just said?
Yeah, you said that.
Okay, what I said was no. Stop. No. What I said was British Marines were caught. Now try to hear me, okay? I'm going to say this one more time, and then I'm moving on to another phone call if you act like an ass and pretend like you didn't hear what I said. I said two British Marines. Can you understand me so far?
Yes, I did.
Were caught dressed as Arabs carrying a carload of explosives. They were arrested. The British military blew up half a city block to free them. I also said that the temporary U.S. ambassador to the to Iraq, Negroponte, who is a known murderer and organizer of death squads in Central America, also went to Iraq and, in my opinion, organized death squads. I said nothing about the U.S. military. Don't you dare put words in my mouth. Do you understand me? No. Don't you dare put words in my mouth. We have black water. All right, hang on. Get rid of this freak. Get him out of here. Get rid of him. That's one thing I will not tolerate. I didn't even say the words U.S. military, you moron. And I've said repeatedly that Blackwater USA, a private mercenary force, is the one that's being used for these death squads. But don't ever do that. Don't call this program, you little right-wing weasels, and try to put words in my mouth because it's not going to work. Not going to work. Now, if you want to, if you're really interested in what happened, go to bbc.co.uk and read the story. But don't call this program, especially you Limbaugh listeners. I can't handle that. I'll climb through the phone and poke your eyes out. James is calling from Wisconsin. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, James.
Kathy, how are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I think it's really kind of ironic, but there's tons of that around. Bush is, picking up on your discussion of drugs a little bit earlier, Bush has made it unnecessary to take peyote or LSD or mescaline or anything. The world is so completely out of whack and warped.
Well, it's hallucinatory, but don't forget, those drugs were evolved on this blue earth in order to produce enlightenment if people want it, or insight. I won't necessarily say enlightenment, but insight. Enlightenment, I think, comes from insight. The drug that is George Bush is producing chaos and darkness and death and destruction. So I think there's a difference. I think we still, adults, I'm not talking about kids, I'm not talking about teenagers, but I think adults of a certain age, you can't do it at my age, you'll go insane. But people of a certain age, I think there is still a room for exploration, enlightenment, insight by using some of these drugs that mystics have used since forever. You know, the shaman and the Old Testament prophets. I can imagine Moses wandering around the desert eating peyote and coming up with his encounter with God. That's very easy to understand.
Or as Bill Hicks said, squeegee your third eye. Great Bill Hicks. Which kind of picks up on the main reason I was calling. I'm a non-believer, but the events of the past couple of years have got me questioning my non-belief, if that makes sense.
Of course it does. Absolutely.
When I look at the situation, it's, okay, we know 2001, Bush's presidency was, much like it is now, in the tank, at least if you can believe the polls.
Right.
And then, of course, the 9/11 attacks,
right,
which rescued his presidency and allowed him to ride that wave right into Iraq. And as Iraq goes badly, and Cindy Sheehan steps forward and gives a voice and momentum to the anti-war movement, we get Katrina, because they had just launched out of Texas when that happened. And it took that right off of every newscast and every newspaper, as if they needed much of an excuse. And now we have the weekend coming up, which is, possibly going to be one of, if not the largest anti-war rally ever held in Washington, and we're going to have Rita. Bush has got a sense of timing that suggests a pact with someone on high, but I can't possibly believe it would be a god. It's got to be, as you just said, forced for destruction. It means, I don't buy Reverend Bush when he gets up there and starts spewing his religion.
A pact with the devil?
Yeah, but of course, if there's a devil, then there has to be a god. And so my whole non-belief is getting totally whacked up by this guy. But
well, no, you don't have to believe in supernaturalism to understand. At least I don't think. This has been my situation. I don't have to believe in supernaturalism to understand destructive forces. I mean, the universe itself. All 15 billion light years of it is chaos, is devolving constantly. It doesn't mean anything.
In fact, but do you believe that humans can intercede to put the pedal to the metal as it?
Oh sure, absolutely. Once they the slingshot was invented, or no, not even slingshot. Once a club was invented, once an ape man picked up an antelope a foreleg and a bone and beat the hell out of another ape man. Sure,
that's
human.
2001: A Space Odyssey.
Well, there you go. There you go. Arthur Clarke was a genius. He understands. Man did not evolve because he's the tool maker. Ha 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 ha. Man evolved because he's a weapon maker.
Well, I don't know if just man evolved.
All right, we're getting too heavy here.
Well, I will see you in Washington on Saturday, regardless.
Well, I certainly hope so. Take care, James.
You take care as well.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, I know. It shakes your foundation of non-belief if But you got to be careful. You know, it's like saying the sun rises because the rooster crows. You know, the rooster crows just 43 seconds before the sun peaks over the horizon. Therefore, the sun rises because the rooster crows. No. You know, cause and effect, sure. But I kind of believe in chaos theory, the butterfly effect. I do believe in evil, but I don't believe that evil is a definitive thing. You know, evil, I think evil is the absence of light, of truth. I think truth is immutable. Evil is not. Evil can be a million different things. Truth is one thing.
Could I bring you that extra large glass of Jack Daniels now? You left out entropy. I believe in entropy.
Producer lady getting way out of hand tonight. Kathleen is calling from Atlanta. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Kathleen.
So lovely to hear your voice as always.
Yeah, anytime I hear my voice on the radio, it means I'm getting a paycheck. So I agree with you. It's always good to hear me on the radio.
I want to know why with Katrina, when Katrina, the hurricane, was coming in to the Gulf Coast, they did not dispatch, FEMA specifically, did not dispatch any sort of way to remove people, to help evacuate people. But now with Texas, now suddenly we have this, oh, yeah, well, let's get people out of there. And not only that, but as far as the timeline goes, they're doing this 2 days ahead of time, whereas with Katrina, now that would be Rita, right? That's headed over there.
Yes.
towards Texas. And with Katrina, they didn't do anything until after the fact, and then they really didn't do anything at all. And then now with Texas, they're doing stuff.
Well, why do you think that is? So what's your...
Well, I don't know. I'm wondering if there's some sort of backwater agenda here, you know.
Well, there's a number of ways, I think, to look at it. New Orleans was a very sinful city. It's not Republican, not to any degree. The religious right hated it. The Republicans hated it. It was a huge poor population. There were class differences from the ruling class in this country. There were racial differences from the ruling race in this country. Texas is run by Republicans. Texas has the example of New Orleans. They want to show what good white people can do when they work together. Hold on a second. I'll come back to you right after this break.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. This month, politicians in two states acted very differently on gay marriage. On one side, 80% of the Massachusetts legislature voted to keep same-sex marriage in the state. But Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to veto the gay marriage bill the California legislature approved. So what's the difference between Arnold and 200 Massachusetts legislators? Answer, a spine. Massachusetts lawmakers realized they had nothing to fear. They saw 6,000 same-sex couples get married without the fabric of society falling apart. They saw representatives who supported the marriages get reelected. But Big Butch Arnold was quivering in his shoes. Rather than sticking up for civil rights, he bowed to the right-wing boogeyman who said supporting equal marriage rights was political suicide. This from a governor who attacks political opponents for being quote-unquote girly men. The courageous thing to do would be not to play politics with people's rights. Unfortunately, that's something we can only expect from the bravest of politicians. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our engineering crew in New York City, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and Stan Stolpiak. Also our associate producer up there, David Fizikas. And our... out of control group, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in suburban New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, guys. And Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Don't forget, if you're in the New York City area this weekend, come on by the Raven. You can get further information at their website, raven-nyc.com. They're doing 3 days of fundraising for victims of Katrina, and then on Sunday night, we're going to slip in the back door and get stupidly drunk. So join us. Back to Kathleen in Atlanta. Where were we, Kathleen?
Oh, hi. Thanks, Mike. Again, great to hear your voice. And what I was really trying to focus on is, rather than the racial component, which would be obvious because of the deplorable conditions of the black community in this entire country. Why didn't they do something for these people prior during the Katrina episode, and why are they doing something for the probably?
Okay, yeah, I get your question. There's several possible answers. I do believe that the underpinnings of this society, which is are two things, racism and genocide. whether we like that or not. Now, the racism is the remains of slavery. But you have to remember, and I don't care how many times you and I have been told in elementary school and Sunday school and wherever the hell we went, otherwise, this country was founded and the wealth of this country was built on two things, slavery and genocide. Without slavery and without genocide, the United States would never have been what it evolved into. Now, those two things, you can't escape the negative effects of those two extremely powerful negative forces. You can't get away from it. The genocide has evolved into class contempt in this country. The upper classes hold the lower classes, the working class, middle class, poor class, in utter contempt, even though most of the upper class never did a damn thing to accumulate their money except steal it. As far as the other thing, slavery has now devolved or evolved into racism. And the racism and the classism that condemned so many people to death or horror in New Orleans was clearly, clearly evident and clearly part of the reason. Now, there are other reasons that factor in there, but I think we must begin from an honest point about the origins of this country. Slavery and genocide. And there's no escaping that unless we are willing to lie to ourselves, which most of us have been willing to do for at least 150 years, maybe the whole 230 since we put this thing together. But racism, not in its earliest stages, slavery and genocide. Now, when the core, the very foundation of your society was slavery and genocide, Jesus. I mean, it's only been since 1964 that we had laws enacted that tried to at least grant the appearance of equality, racial equality in this country, where it concerns whites, the dominant class, and blacks, the slave class. It's been in yours and my lifetime since that happened.
Well,
so,
but let's look at
okay. Now we don't have much time left, so go ahead quickly.
Well, let me just throw you back to the Irish, who were considered lower class. I mean, let's look at Typhoid Mary. You know, let's look at.
Okay, quickly, make your point.
Well, my point is that racism is not necessarily the color of the skin.
Yes, it is. There are other things, but racism has to do with race.
Well,
the Irish are not a separate race. I am Irish.
Well, so am I. But the color of the skin is the
utter absolute. No. The absolute foundation of racism is the color of the skin. Texture of the hair, the configuration of facial features. Racism is by definition.
Half the people living in East Texas are going to be Mexican or part Mexican. Okay, so why did they not protect the majority black people who were mostly American and all American, actually, probably in that northern Gulf Coast region, and now in the western Gulf Coast region, where they're probably mostly white.
Okay, I know, I see where you're going, Kathleen. We're out of time. If Mexican people, legal or illegal, are being protected in Texas, it's only as a consequence of protecting the white people. That's all. I mean, you can't specifically say in Texas, in Galveston, let's evacuate all the white people and leave the Mexicans behind. You can't do it. So, no, I'm sorry. We must, and we never will, because this is America. But we must understand the foundation of this country is slavery and genocide. There's no way to get away from that. You can try. You can pretend, you can dance, you can pirouette around it. Slavery and genocide. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating. I've got to go. Thanks for participating. See you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America.
A stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm Cindy Sheehan. My life was devastated on April 4, 2004, when my son Casey was killed in Iraq. I blame George Bush for sending our brave soldiers to die in a war based on lies. Please join me and other military families in a massive rally on September 24th in Washington, D.C. to say, support our troops. Bring them home now.
Events organized by United for Peace and Justice. For details, see CodePinkAlert.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we